Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. Good evening. This is Irene Watson, and I am the managing editor of Reader Views in Austin, Texas.
And I'm Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's January 17th, 2007, and welcome to episode number 55 in our series. Tonight's topic is how your astrological chart reveals what you must write and why. And our special guest who will be joining us this hour is Laura Waldman. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Please send us your questions and comments to info@authorsaccess.com. Now tonight we're on the line with Laura Waldman. She has had a private practice as a consulting astrologer since 1984, currently living in Austin, Texas with clients all over the world. She is vice president of the Astrological Society of Austin. Laura is the staff astrologer for The Crossings in Austin, which is an affiliate of the Omega Institute. Laura has taught astrology classes, presented workshops, and given lectures in Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, and elsewhere. Laura also leads Women's Dream Circles. She specializes in making astrology accessible and useful and enjoyable for everyone. She also writes monthly astrology newsletter that you can view on her website, laurawaldmanastrology.com. Good evening, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, this is a real pleasure, Laura, to have you on this show. I've known you for quite a number of years, and just know that you are a real expert when it comes to astrology. And the other thing that I really like about the way you work with astrology is it's really in layman terms, so it's really exciting to be able to talk to you, and I know that you're not going to go off on some, you know, tangents and something that us lay people can't understand, so this is really great to be able to talk to you, and I know that it'll be a fun interview here today. So, first of all, maybe what we should do is just talk about the astrological birth chart. I know it's an extremely complex chart, and I know, Laura, that this is really highly individualized. And so before we go any further, explain to us exactly what an astrological birth chart is, and then what we're going to do is get on to how it really affects writing.
All right. Well, a birth chart is called a horoscope, which means writing down the hour. And they have found, actually in all cultures, in all periods of history, that there is a correspondence between an individual and where the planets were in relationship to the spot where they were born at the moment they were born. It forms like a template or a matrix. And to me, it's like a holographic pattern. It's like an individual is the microcosm, and the macrocosm corresponds to things about that individual. And so we look at where the planets were in relationship to the constellations, and the constellations are actually the signs. Most people have heard of signs just from journalistic astrology. And planets are functions, common functions in a person's life. So I think the easiest one to understand is Venus is the planet of love. Now, no matter when you were born, if you're a human being, you deal with love one way or another. They use archetypal and mythological references to describe things that are common to all human beings. Then it gets more individualized because according to the position around the appearance of the bowl of the sky, it will, in relationship to the constellations, be in a certain sign. And a sign is like an adjective or an adverb. It's a certain style or identification or way of expression. And then a chart will also tell an astrologer activities or emphases in different parts of a person's life, different domains of life. For instance, career is a domain of life, or family is a domain of life. And so that forms, that's just bits of information in a symbolic language that we as astrologers interpret.
Well, that certainly does make sense, that's for sure. And thanks for making it so clear and in layman's terms, as I call it. So this is wonderful. So what we're now going to talk about is how this, the astrological chart actually influences writing, because this is what most of our listeners are, writers, authors, publishers, and so on. So, Laura, just maybe briefly explain to us how, let's say, my astrological chart would affect me with my writing.
All right. The planet Mercury is most associated with writing. It's the planet of communication. And that has to do with the function of the mind, how it operates, how you receive information, how you express information, and then that also includes, the expression includes verbal and written exchange and connection with other people. So most people who are natural writers are natural storytellers, and the planet Mercury has to do, the mythology was the winged messenger of the gods, transferring information, in some instance gossip, carrying and delivering messages. So that's related to writing. Now, there's 12 different styles, and in other words, signs. There's different ways that people express things. So some people, their writing will be more imaginal, more intuitive, more emotional. That would be their communication function expressing either in the sign of Pisces or interacting with the planet of imagination mystery, which is called Neptune. I didn't mention before, we also look at how the planets relate to each other. It's like different functions in your life. Sometimes they'll impede each other. Sometimes they'll support each other. There's just another layer of cross-referencing. So, and then there's other people. Their Mercury might be connected with their planet of action and bravado, which is Mars. And so some people, so they might write about athletics, or they might be interested in war, or something like that. And then also, there's a whole domain of life. There's a whole part of the birth chart that has to do with communication. And so it may be emphasized in certain ways. So some people might have a communication function that's very explicit and data-oriented. So they might be more research writers or statistical writers. Some people have, if the sign of Libra, which has a lot to do with arts and aesthetics, is connected with this archetype of communication, the person will be interested in romance or just human relating. For every person and for every type of writing, we could put it in an astrological pigeonhole. There, a person who's a travel writer, they would have something strong in the sign of Sagittarius, or they would, the domain of life that has to do with exploration and learning and going beyond normal mundane life would be active in their chart. So that it's very complex. It's a lot of cross-referencing. But basically, learning about, and this would be an individualized astrology reading, or maybe there's computerized reports that explain these things. In terms of, it's kind of canned, but you can get a lot of information from computerized reports. So for every writer, or style of writing or type of writing, it'll fit into one of these archetypes that we look at in astrology.
It was interesting that you had, when you first started talking here, that you mentioned about Mercury, and I had to smile to myself as I was listening to you, because most of us, we may not know anything about astrology, but we certainly do know when Mercury goes into retrograde and it gets to be a big panic. So I'm finding it very interesting that you also mentioned Mercury as being, you know, Mercury is the god of authors, and I find that extremely interesting.
Well, let's explain for the listeners, because some of them never get any astrological information. Some of them, it's off their radar screen entirely. But about three times a year, there's a period that lasts for usually 20 or 21 days. And a little astronomy terms, there's an apparent backward motion of the planet Mercury. It has to do with the orbits and stuff like that. as far as how it affects us, it's a time when communications kind of go awry, or there's a lot of disconnects, or there's a lot of miscommunication. And Mercury, because it has to do with connection, has to do with information and data, and even things like appointments. And there's a lot of twists and turns, and this is and that's, and changes and regrouping. I seem to lock myself out of my car a lot when that's going on. It affects different people in different ways. People who are in sales, it can be difficult because a sale is a communication and various agreements. And so sometimes things will fall through. For people who are authors and who are working on being published, that's a time when an astrologer will counsel you, don't begin an important initiative during these 3 weeks because you might have to do it over, or the parameters might not be understood, or you might get disappointed. Now, it's a good time for creative writing. It's a good time for processing, just going back over old correspondences, like clearing off the desk and doing files, but it's not a good time to be marketing yourself. And I got pretty far. I forget what the original remark was. We were back with Mercury, the god of writers, right?
Right, and what you just said is really good information. Don't market yourself during the time that Mercury is in retrograde. And that's a really good point.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about the creative process itself. Now, I've always wondered, is there really such a thing as writer's block, or am I just trying to write at the wrong time for me in my situation?
What a great question. I believe that there can be times when your astrology chart would definitely describe writer's block, because there are times when sometimes there's whole seasons. There's many, many, many cycles in astrology. Some of them very brief. Some of them that last for several years. There's a planet called Saturn, which has to do with challenges and obstacles and impediments. It moves slowly, but it could affect a person for a month, and then 7 years later it could affect a person's writing for a month, and then 7 years later it could affect their, and it goes back and forth. So there could be 3 months out of a year, out of a 2.5 year period of time when you could have writer's block. Now, some people literally, the signs of the moon, which change every 2.5 days, some people are highly influenced by the moon, particularly people with something strong in the sign of Cancer, which corresponds to the moon. So there's some people, their natural, it's almost like biorhythms, their natural cycle, if their moon is in the sign of Cancer, they can be very moody and emotional, and the sign the moon is in up in the sky can affect them. And so their cycle of availability for writing might be a very brief cycle. And, once a week, they might have a way better day for writing than other times. Then there's some cycles that are, it might not be writer's block. It might be that if a person is trying to be very disciplined and regular about, okay, this is how I do it. I sit down and it's 9 a.m. and my cup of coffee's on my desk and I'm writing. Well, there are times in your life when you're affected by the planet of imagination, and your linear logical structures in your life are just kind of like blah, 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 gone. It's very difficult to keep. That might be a good time for more poetic or fantasy kind of writing. It might be a good time just to let the soup cook, the inner cauldron cook, and you might be frustrating yourself because you're not being productive if you're usually the very disciplined, productive type. But what you're meant to do is sort of drift and go within and intuit things and watch for serendipities, and that can fill your well and then feed your writing later when you're in a more worldly, structured kind of a phase in your life.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of that would dovetail into marketing activities as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very useful to have an individualized reading for an astrology to help you find times that are best for marketing. There are times that are cycles. There's one achievement cycle where you come across things that are difficulties, and it's kind of like the school of hard knocks give you experience. And you keep after it, and you build, and you build, and you build. And it will also show you things that are fears or limitations that you have in your own belief system. And so you can respond to that with discouragement, or you can respond to that with investigation and find out how you're blocking yourself and move on. And it becomes a wisdom cycle. So that's one kind of achievement cycle. Then there's another cycle. It has to do with the planet Jupiter, which is just plain old good fortune and expansion. And that cycle, when that one enters the part of your chart that has to do with career and your offering to the world and your respect and prestige in the larger arena, your public part of your life, then the world comes to your door and you get opportunities. And the BTW guys, that has been going on in my chart, and Irene calls me and says, hey, do you want to be on the radio? Things just drop in your lap.
That's funny. That's great, Laura. So I was just, I'm wondering if there's something in the chart or whereabouts or what could really happen in helping us choose, let's say, compatible editors or publicists, somebody that's going to be working with you to, let's say, promote or, you know, do some work on the manuscript that you have or the book that you have.
Yes, absolutely. Relationship astrology is extremely, extremely useful, and it's wonderful for more people to have the opportunity to know more about it in terms of using it with business. Now, many relationship readings are about our love and family relationships. It's incredibly valuable to use it in business. You can tell from two people, you have the astrology of two individuals, and it describes those two individuals in great detail. And so I can tell if your communication styles match up. I can tell if your cycles of achievement are matching up. You don't want to hire a publicist who's about to go into a 2.5-year period of time where they're feeling obscure or becoming obscure. you can tell how a person, the way they like to do their workflow. You can tell very complex interactions. And what's good is, I mean, there's no relationship that's absolutely 100% ideal and perfect. And a relationship reading can show you what to accept about each other, what to remind each other of. It's like, look, I like it this way. You might do it a little differently. Let's negotiate, things like that. So it's really wonderful for working together with anyone to get a relationship reading with that person. And it can definitely be skewed toward, the reading can be skewed toward the business relationship. I mean, you don't need to hear about your sexuality with your publicist, you know, but you do want to know about the speed with which they do things, how timing is going for them at that time in their life, and how things are going for you. There's sometimes we can tell in a chart in a predictive sense when, you know, opportunities are coming in your life, and it's almost like, oh, you get a little karmic gift. Someone's coming into your life, And it might have, and it might have to do with your career, or it might have to do with your work. And so, if that, if at that time you were given a piece of information, well, why don't you check out this person? Or you stumbled across the person on the internet, and it came at an auspicious time. You would have had a heads up and think, I'm going to really investigate working with this people person because they came to me at an auspicious time.
Wow, I'm just sitting here, sort of like starting to get my my mind wrapping around this and thinking, okay, now how can I discreetly find out somebody's birth date and what time they were born?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to hire someone, it's like you're interviewing them for a job. It's like, why not just say, I want to check you out. I want to see how we would work together.
That's
and,
great.
Now, as far as a publisher, you can, it's kind of hard to do that. There is such a thing as charts for corporations. You might be able to find that information. You wouldn't have to have the exact birth time and see if that company or that corporation actually interacts well with your chart. That would be going pretty far afield, but that is a possibility. I know when, people can do that. People do that, for instance, if they want to be hired by a corporation. So it's sort of the same thing. They're going to, if a publishing house is going to pay you, you can even look at that level of detail. But certainly for the people you're going to hire, it's just information that you, that is useful to you to know if it's a match and a fit. And you'd be surprised. It's kind of interesting. A lot of people think that, oh, this is crazy stuff, or this isn't professional, or this is weird. But actually, people are often very fascinated with it. I mean, there's always some people who are going to do contempt prior to investigation. And so, you know, let them go and leave, let them take what they want and leave the rest behind. But you'd be surprised. I mean, I work with university professors. The people on the city council in this town get psychic readings. I work with people who've become judges. I've worked with physicians. I work with brokers. The end of the 20th century, there was a lot of opening up of old paradigms, and astrology is astrology. That's part of the age of Aquarius, the mystical arts of all sorts. People are getting interested in them and fascinated with them and wanting to reference them or use them. And or even if they're skeptical, they might be amused by it or open to it. I have a woman client, and she's an heiress. And I have helped her choose her stockbroker. She's changed different ones over the years at different times. And she just asks them. And it's like, yeah, I want to use your money and make money with your money. I'll give you my birth time. You know?
Well, that's great. That's giving me permission to ask. Thank you. So, Victor? Anyway. I have a question here about reading trends. You know, it just came to me that Celestine Prophecy from way back, Da Vinci Code, The Secret, they sort of like old information all of a sudden comes up. And all of a sudden it's like becomes to be a trend. So just kind of get that. Explain to me how that works with astrology.
Well, there's one trend going on that's a lot of interest in mystic things and old wisdoms coming forward. And it's quite remarkable. The last time these two planets interacted in this kind of way was sort of the shift, oh, God, I forget which century, between the age of the age of reason and the age of enlightenment. You know, it was back in the Middle Ages and stuff. And these two planets started interacting together. Well, part of it started in 1993, and especially started in 2003, and it's going to go on until about 2012. And So that's one reason for those trends. There's also the planet Jupiter, which makes a very regular 12-year cycle around the zodiac. It will pass through a sign, an expression, and it takes just about a year to pass through it. And some of the expressions have a lot to do with the mystic or the intuitive or knowledge-seeking. We just went through a year of tremendous knowledge-seeking, and so then you had the movies like National Treasure. It also has to do with investigation of belief systems like the prodigal child that aren't the ones you grew up with. And so there was a lot of interest, things like the kite runner, the interest in different cultures, like all these books coming out, bestsellers, novels by especially people from, it seems like, the Indian subcontinent and then various countries where there's a lot of Muslim culture, things like that. There are trends. There's astrologers who actually specialize. There's a woman named Misty Kucera in Virginia or Washington, D.C. She specializes in marketing trends on the basis of astrological cycles. And so that information is out there. And an astrologer can also talk to you about that if you're trying to decide, well, what would be a good subject to launch. So even for nonfiction subjects, there's phases and cycles where things shift at different times, and it can be fairly predictable. Now, to be able to do a whole work and get it out there and have it be on time, you'd have to have it. It depends on how long it takes you to write a book. but you can get a look ahead at trends.
Yeah, Laura, that brings up an interesting point. I've heard people mention at different times the 3 and the 7 and the 12-year cycles. How do these cycles interact? Can you just give us a layman's overview?
How those cycles interact is very intricate. And the way I look at it is that I compare astrological cycles to, if you imagine, in the town square in some old city in Europe, like Prague or Brussels or something, and they might have had a huge clock, and there were all these cogs of the clock, the cogs of the wheels, and they're all different sized cogs, but they all mesh together at certain points. And that's what astrological cycles are like. And so sometimes the 7-year cycle, which is a Saturn cycle, which is sort of the achievement and getting down to brass tacks. And, oh, God, forgive my cliches. I'm talking to a bunch of writers. I talk in cliches a lot. this achievement cycle, challenge cycle, but also a lot of productivity. It will mesh together with the cycle that has to do with exploration and good fortune and expansion, but that's like a 20-year cycle. Now, those two planets came together in May of 2000, and last year, those two planets were in a challenge with each other, and so economic things made shift. Now, when we're back to talking about an individual, If those interactions between planets happen to touch upon geometrically positions of where things were when you were born, then you'll really feel that in your life. And we can explain to you in a very individualized way how you'll feel that in your life. So it's cycles within cycles within cycles. Everything from in about a month, every month, a month-long period of time every year, sometimes things kind of repeat. Like I happened to notice before I even knew about astrology, I always got a crush on somebody in August. Well, now that I know astrology, I know why. There's a time also in everyone's chart, it's usually the month before your birthday, when it's a natural sort of a shedding time, sort of a regrouping time, and then often the time of your birthday, you have a boost and you have an opening and you have a beginning, that's a cycle that goes in a one-year cycle. But the 12 months within that year, there's characteristics to each of those months. And that's so detailed, we don't usually talk about that in a reading. Usually in a reading, I'm trying to look at the most important things for a person within the next year's period of time.
Right.
So, speaking of year, Laura, what does 2008 look like? Here we are, January, good time to talk about it. What does it look like for writers, publishers?
For writers?
What's in store?
People are really wanting to be productive at this time. People are wanting to take their life in their own hands and achieve and accomplish. And this feeling will be even stronger toward the beginning of February. And people are naturally, in some ways, able to be more disciplined than usual. Now, there's some people that are super disciplined all the time, but achievement is very important, and value for value's worth, what you see is what you get, is very important this year. So people can achieve a lot this year, and people who have been settling for, you know, I need to pedal along and just let my life keep going the way it has, I'll get to my big opus one of these days. That's not going to sit well with people. Everyone wants to give their gift or enter their mission in life. I don't want to say everyone, because some individuals, it may be more about their emotional life or their family life. Some individuals, it may be more about their community life. But in general, it's a time for serious achievement. And people are also, we have been in a very speculative, inspired, fun, wild ride with lots of fire and air going on astrologically for the last couple of years. So it's a lot of hot air, a lot of inspiration, wild ideas, new ideas, egotistical things. And now it's like, okay, can you ground this into a project or an achievement? So that's going to affect everyone, especially in terms of their work. Now, there's another thing that goes on. It's really interesting. It begins on Election Day of all times. And it's going to go on into 2009 when there's going to be, I call it the push me, pull you. That's from Dr. Doolittle. There's going to be almost like a spiritual desire and a very transcendental and a very enlightened and a very super inspired, idealistic draw for people. And pulling them the opposite way is going to be being very literal, very worldly, very serious about the details of life and very almost hyper-focused on, I have so much to do and I have to keep my mind clear, and I have to be very precise, and I am very organized. And opposite that is all this almost buzzy woo-woo idealism. And that's going on at the time of the election, which is, I have to say this, those two planets were opposite each other actually in the same sectors of the zodiac in 1965 and 1966. And so people will have big dreams, but there's going to be realistic realities that are pulling them out of their dreams. Or if they're in a very mundane existence, they're going to have a little burr under their saddle about, oh, but I want life to be gorgeous and marvelous. And so that's the biggest thing people are going to feel this year, I think. Those two things are the biggest news of this year.
Well, that's certainly some good information for writers, and to just be able to look at that and say, okay, you know, come November, I need to really, really be aware of what is going on. But it also sounds like the beginning of this year is a time to really get into this series writing and getting the writing out and looking for publisher.
I get it done before November because November,
exactly.
When those two things are so different,
mm-hmm.
that it can feel very chaotic. It can feel very chaotic if it interacts, if they literally touch upon an exact degree of an individual's chart. It could be confusing. It's like, come here, go away, come here, go away kind of a feeling. It's like, oh, I'm thrilled about this, and, oh, my God, I didn't pay my electric bill.
Oh, my. Now we're talking about starving artists, writers.
Oh, no, even if you had plenty of money to pay your electric bill, it's reality. It's like, oh, I was up in the clouds, and I wasn't taking care of things. Or, God, I'm taking care of things so much, I'm heart sick, I'm soul sick, I need something to feed my soul.
Well, gosh, Laura, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Our listeners, I'm sure, are enjoying this, but I know that they want to know more about you. So let us know your website address.
My website is www.laurawaldmanastrology.com. And can I spell it out?
Please do.
It's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Waldman, W-A-L, D as in dog, M as in mother, A, N as in now, astrology.com.
All right, Laura Waldman, astrology.com. I know that you have a newsletter that goes out, and I'm certainly always happy with my predictions of what's going to happen in the year. So thank you so much for appearing as our guest, and I know listeners will be checking out your website and checking you out and hopefully contacting you to find out when their writing should actually come to fruition.
Well, that would be wonderful, and thank both of you. I am thrilled at this opportunity you've given me.
You're very welcome, Laura, and I'd like to remind our listeners that this has been another podcast edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. We'll be back on the air February 7th, 2008, on our new biweekly schedule, when our topic will be Successfully Selling Books Online. And our guest who will be joining us is Brad Gorachowski of AuthorsBookshop.com. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is AuthorsAccess.com. We would love to hear from you about tonight's show. Please send your questions and comments to info@authorsaccess.com. Authors Access is a joint production of Reader Views Incorporated and Loving Healing Press.
And obviously, we have not contracted our charts to see if we're compatible or not, but we've been doing this now, would you say, 55 times, Victor? So something must be right. I'd like to actually check it out. Anyway, this is Irene Watson from Reader Views in Austin, Texas, signing off.
And for Loving Healing Press, this is Victor Volkman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wishing you all a good evening.